to the wine and the Wichita line.
Hi, this is Rodney Greenblatt from Catskill, and you're listening to WGXC, ACRA, 90.7 FM.
The Wavefarm app is now in the App Store for users to download. It's only available on iPhones and iPads. An Android version of the app will be developed as soon as funding allows. The Wavefarm app allows users to listen to live audio from any of the Wavefarm web streams, including WGXC 90.7 FM, Standing Wave Radio, which was formerly known as Wavefarm Radio, Quintron's Weather Warlock, Zakpov's Pond Station, and other partner streams. Users may also create custom playlists from the thousands of archived audio files. Wavefarm transmit partners and WGXC broadcast partners may now also stream their own audio feeds from their iPhones and iPads using the app. Again, you can go into the App Store and search for Wavefarm Radio.
Wavefarm programs are made possible in part by the New York State Council on the Arts, with the support of Governor Andrew Cuomo and the New York State Legislature, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Greene County Legislature through the County Initiative Program administered by CREATE, the Alexander and Marjorie Hoover Foundation, the T. Backer Fund, the Joseph Family Charitable Trust, and hundreds of other generous individual donors, including WGXE sustaining supporters who provide critical monthly support. Thank you.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Anna Friz of Santa Cruz, California. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and...
Aww. Hello. It's me, Joe Biden. This is President Biden. This is President Biden. Please don't resist my charisma. I am President Biden. I would give you executive orders. Please do not resist my charisma. I will put you into the driver's seat of the American dream. I am President Biden. You may call me Joe. You may call me Joe, or you could call me JJ. But any way you slice it, I am your friend for life, President Biden. I see you in your dreams. Dreams of a nation united by love. I am your love monkey, President Biden. I am your love walrus. This is President Biden telling you, do not worry, the vaccine will soon be in your arm. I put it into my flipper. I mean, I put it into my arm. love the vaccine. It was tasty. Yum, yum. This is President Biden. Do not be afraid of the vaccine. It will make you deliciously handsome like I am. I am a real silver fox. Do you feel that feeling in your arm? It is the vaccine working. Or possibly it is an allergic reaction, one or the other. Do not blame President Biden for your severe allergic reaction. I am just a man with flesh and bones constructed in such a way to resemble a humanoid figure. President Biden, do not blame President Biden. I am only here to help you. I want your love. Give me your love. Give me your love. Give me your monkey love. I love it. Put your fingers around my banana. President Biden says, it's okay. Don't worry. I am your president.
We have to trust that there's going to be military tribunals and we get to watch all kinds of executions.
They're guilty. Treason. Behead them all.
Bring in the firing squad.
The last 4 years, they haven't listened to a thing we've said. There's going to have to be some serious anarchy that goes on. Otherwise, nothing's going to change.
He is one of the smartest men I think that we've ever come across in this country.
Just transfer information from member to member and validate the information. That is it. We're pretty much the conservative fact checkers.
We got to have the votes, we got to have paper ballots, and we have to have people like Giuliani that are fighting.
So I heard when in 2016, when Hillary was supposed to be president, the military actually stepped in and
There's people that are actually sleeping inside that building to keep watch over the area, I guess. I have no link to confirm this, just from people that I've heard that should know what they're telling me.
So I heard when in 2016, when Hillary was supposed to be president, the military actually stepped in and appointed Trump as the commander-in-chief.
But if you look into it and read the post, it's actual emails from Pence trying to get Trump out before he even won the election.
I just read somewhere that Biden just lowered the age of consent to age 8. Has anybody heard anything about that?
Thank you. You know, you laughed about Tupac and Biggie. He was murdered, and I think it was the deep state that murdered him.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy.
I think, unfortunately, to send a very clear message that nothing like what has been going on since JFK or before is even remotely acceptable, it's going to have to be televised and it needs to be brutal. People need to see that it is absolutely unacceptable for anyone to act like this and do the things that they've been doing to the world.
Can't the people declare war inside the country if they wanted to? Can the people declare war inside the country if they wanted to?
That's supposed to show that the plan is still underway, and as part of the plan is going dark for 10 days.
Yeah, we were reporting on that, kind of confused as to why we're getting reports that there's some blackouts across the world occurring right now, and yeah, the Vatican has roads shut off.
They always issue state emergencies for a storm, an incoming storm, right? So, the storm's upon us.
Yeah, with the state of emergencies, they're blaming it on the storm. So, the state of emergency, the storm did technically arrive, from what I'm seeing.
Yeah, it'd be wise to stock up water, canned foods, ammo, and cash. Gasoline in your vehicles.
Be safe. Be careful, brother.
I wish they'd storm the Congress and the Senate and pull all them treasonous guys out of there.
But I've seen it firsthand. I think the same thing as always. Antifa, start the violence, start busting the windows, and hope others join. But we really just stood there and did nothing.
With the type of information that Trump has, he needs to be careful how he releases that, because some of this stuff is going to be unbelievable. It's going to break a lot of people, and we're not exactly sure how they're going to react to it. So Trump's got to play a card on keeping people calm and exposing the information. That's a tough job.
I'm hoping that he was planning on Antifa showing up there and doing what they did. And he has the master plan behind that, I'm hoping.
I am ready to see something go down. I want to know if this is all real or we've just been being yanked around by a bunch of idiots sitting in their bedrooms throwing all this fake information out there. I mean, I want to believe that Trump is holding all the cards and that he's just being deceitful right now so that he can nail everybody.
If you're just going to walk away, why do you have 65,000 troops in there in D.C.? That makes no sense.
Take longer than it should be, but possibly he could announce what he's going to do next. We still have the Insurrection Act. If anything go down, it'll be today or Inauguration Day. I don't think it would be Monday. Point not saying it. If it does get signed, if the Insurrection Act gets signed, it'll be today, tomorrow, not a day later.
The source I follow, I heard, said Trump can file or call martial law even up to 5 minutes before Biden's inauguration if he has to.
I
I think midnight, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. I think midnight there's going to be a lot of stuff happening.
His farewell speech is going to be, he declares martial law, and then as he's doing that, they're arresting the people, like Biden's administration and all those corrupt suckers. And that's why they have all the security around the White House and Capitol Hill area. And as they're doing that, he's going to read to us all the evidence, show us everything, and lay it all out right there.
We know not to watch CNN. We know not to watch these people. But when we have people that we trust on the right, and we're pushing that information out, because we don't have many media sources. So the ones that come out, they need to be pretty damn good. And for them to take advantage of people's hope, like, we cannot have that.
Know something, you go out and you do your research, you do your homework, you find the facts behind it, and that's what I've done, and Q has been a big help. You want to know something, you go out and you do your research, you do your homework, you find the facts behind it, and that's what I've done.
Oh, buddy just connected everything for me. Light bulb just went off. Oh, buddy just connected everything for me. Light bulb just went off.
It's impossible to explain to anyone who doesn't do the research themselves.
From what I heard, there's enough disinformation in there, just enough to throw them off. It's only bits and pieces and crumbs of good information, and then a lot of it's disinformation.
I mean, if it comes to find out that, and this is going to sound bad, but if it comes to find out that Q was just some kind of CIA psyop, I hate to say this, but I wouldn't even trust Trump, because Q was all pro-Trump. Kind of screwed us over.
Think of all the people that we follow and trust that, you know, have told us about Q and explained the drops. That's really the heartbreaking part.
By us believing that, you know, there's all these things going on behind the scenes, it's preventing us from doing anything, because we're just sitting down waiting and watching, you know, for all this to secretly happen. And I don't think it's happening.
We can't be digital warriors our whole life. We can't be keyboard warriors our whole life. We can't put all our eggs in one basket like we're doing and waiting on Trump. Our forefathers never relied on one man. We relied on each other going forward.
One thing Q did do was get us organized to come together, to open our eyes, to listen to, in fact, what is going wrong with our government.
Just being able to kind of shoot ideas past each other and have each other kind of there to hear it, you know, us out and set us straight or help us to keep the faith and things like that. That has been a really big deal for me, because I've been really going back and forth on stuff. So I want to just thank you, because this has actually made quite a difference for me.
It didn't play out the way we wanted it, but it showed that we can we're powerful when we're together. I mean, it's created a whole new era. It's not done. It's far from over. Trump has changed things forever. It's a lot of seeds that he planted, and history is going to be very kind to him and the people that fought on the right side of the war.
I don't think they understand that we're not all evil. Like you said, we're not evil. We're not bad people.
Until Trump came about, it didn't really matter who you voted for, because You're either getting this evil guy or that evil guy, and both of them were controlled by the deep state, so it didn't really matter up until Trump.
I think there's a lot that we don't know. I think we are far more advanced, but it has been kept secret by horrible, horrible government people to limit us so we could never get ahead in life like them.
Does anybody else's family members on here think you're crazy?
I have family that think that way. I think they're crazy for not seeing what the heck's going on.
I stopped talking to every single person that isn't on board with this.
I can't even express it enough. I'm so thankful for every person in this group.
Not every politician is bad. Not every Democrat is bad, but we're going to automatically assume they're deep state. So, I mean, you have people, a small few, that makes majority look bad.
I'd love to get into their heads, but it scares the shit out of me, so I keep my distance and stay with you patriots.
Thank you. Thank you. So these are real things that happen, where you can apply these important concepts and understand that when we lose our connection to nature, we lose our spirit, our humanity, our sense of self.
A security guard stopped me to offer an overview on phenomenal nature. She said sculpture is not just formed from penetration. You see, men have lost touch with the feminine. And with her pink lipstick and her queen's accent, she went on for a while about our president. Bookkeeper at the end of the seventh ray to tell me what he knew about Saint Germain, and he told me about chakras and karma and the purple flame, the birth of the cosmos, the ascended masters, and the astral plane. He said, you know, the mind is just a hard drive.
It's important.
prohibido dar un paso sin lo que te está pasando. Cada loco con su tema, cada cual a su manera, tratando de evitárselo. Y en ese olvido quita tu mundo trágico. Mira que eso duele un montón cuando cuento bien y pego un jalón, que uno va bajando y bajando. Alas en tu brazo, muchacho, alas pa' ver, oh, oh, pa' putar. Pase lo que pase, ya tiempo hace que viene sin quemarse. La torre.
Going my way, I'm mad to know what it's all about. Will bring me home just to throw me out. Broke my nose, split my head. Don't let me catch you here again. Through the kitchen, baby, out through the door, hit me with a chair till my head got sore. It never happened no more. That'll never happen no more. Me to wear my overalls. I got broke, it was my fault. Said used to eating pork chops, leaving the salt. Met a gal in a big mink coat, fancy car, a 40-foot boat. Pulled a gun and she took my dough. Didn't get mad, didn't get sore yet. It never happened no more. That'll never happen no more. Pretty papa gone my way, said I'm apt to know what it's all about. Well, bring me home just to throw me out. Broke my nose, split my head, and don't let me catch you here again. Through the kitchen, baby, out through the door, hit me with a chair till my head got sore. It never happened no more. That'll never happen no more.
Dreams there, oh no reason.
is cold and the chatter gets old. You ask for the tab. Oh, that moment again. He's insisting that friends look at each other like that. When the words of a sister come back in whispers that prove she was not, in fact, what she seemed, not a twin from your dreams. She's a crook who was caught. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in your soul. You know when it's time to go. At your job, then the son or the boss gets the spot that was yours. We're trying to save for the kids when keeping it how it is will only break their hearts worse. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in your soul. You know when it's time to go. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. 15 years, 15 million tears, begging till my knees bled. I gave it my all, he gave me nothing at all, then wondered why I left. Now he sits on his throne, in his palace of bones, praying to his greed. He's got my past, frozen behind glass, but I've got me. That old familiar body ache, the snaps from the same little breaks in my soul. I know when it's time to go. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. Sometimes giving up is the strong thing. Sometimes to run is the brave thing. Sometimes walking out is the one thing that will find you the right thing. That will find you the right thing. So when it's time to go, you know, you know, you know, you know.
This is Joe Biden, your president. I will be getting you a vaccine as soon as possible. I'll be getting you chocolate milk and cherry soda vaccine. That is President Biden's promise. You heard it from me, Honest Joe. Pretty soon your vaccine will be flowing deep into your veins, where all your blood is, and your brain cells, and your DNA, and your testicle juice. President Biden will never let you down.
We have to trust that there's going to be military tribunals, and we get to watch all kinds of executions. We have to trust that there's going to be military.
They're guilty. Treason. Behead them all.
If you're just going to walk away, why do you have 65,000 troops in there in D.C.? That makes no sense.
Taking longer than it should be, but possibly he could announce what he's going to do next. We still have the insurrection.
Midnight, there's gonna be a lot of stuff happening. I think midnight, there's going to be a lot of stuff happening. I think midnight is there's gonna be a lot of stuff happening.
Hey guys, this is the end of summer. Do you know how cool that's gonna be? All right. The end of summer. Is it your summer bummer? It's the end of summer. Is it your summer? bummer. Oh, I had one too many ice creams. Oh, I had one too many icy creams. I had icy cream. I had icy cream. It's the end of summer. It's the end of summer. It's the end of summer.
Two, three, four.
You had something to touch. You had something to touch, and then it run. Then it run. You had something to see, something to see so deliciously, and then you run. Yeah, you run. And you run. You have something so free. Cherry chocolate smeared on your face, and you took the time to look into the sky so blue. Cherry chocolate's blazing like the sun. Cherry chocolate's, you're the only one. Cherry chocolates, I love you. Hey, welcome everyone. This is Chick Corea's penis. Hi everybody, this is Graham Nash's Pubic Balls. Fist is a gown, they just grew right back. They were Graham Nash Pubic Balls. So you can do a direct 60-second recording right to Messenger, which is very curious. How do you expand that? This is Graham Nash Pubic. Wait, look at this one. Graham Nash Pubic Balls. Look at him go. They're curly fries. They're on fire with desire. Hey everybody, really glad you could come out tonight. Just a side of the road, I bring myself, knapsack in tow, filled with human hands. J just broke into a bank and I slept in the vault on a bed of $20 bills. Stop me with a bullet in the tire. Please blow up my car. Good night, everybody.
Do you like good music? Do you like good music? Oh, when the good times roll, you can do all your fancy rock and roll and good times. Do you like to have some good times? Wouldn't you like to sit around the pool with cicadas? Wouldn't you like to have another cocktail by the pool with a bowl of crunchy cicadas? Wouldn't you like to chew on a bowl of cicadas? Drizzle at the barbecue sauce by the pool. Put your legs in the end of the dandelion black.
Next week on that love train. We get that crispy little love train going. We get that love train going through the chutes and the hoops, through the tunnels, down through the ground like a mole. Skinless mole going through the ground like a love train tunnel. Yeah. Drinking milk out of a bowl. It's okay. We can do it. We can do it all night long. And who are you, right? And who are you anyway? Where'd you even come from? Does anyone even know? No. You're just a mole from a hole. Here we go. Rock and roll party. 13, 15, 17 hundred years ago. 600 years ago, there was a rock and roll party.
don't surprise.